staff who are all volunteers led by the Director of Administration, Catherine Peterson. The people outside who look suspiciously younger than professors, they're all volunteers for the Science Undergraduate Society. And we would like to thank Redpath Museum for helping us out with space. And the professors who are giving classes before us and after us have been very generous with, we're late and we're bumping into them and all that. And I particularly appreciate the profs who have come today. A total of 24 profs all week. To take the time to give a 3-minute talk, which is surprisingly more difficult than giving a 30-minute talk. We'll do this again in January, when I'm sure everyone will appreciate having a hot cup of soup. But for now, we'll do the final part of Sprockets, which is the dance. So I'll ask 5 skill testing questions, and then I will try to throw a t-shirt to the person who answers correctly. I have arrayed in front of me 5 world experts on various disciplines. And I have found before we have someone from kinesiology and physical education, they're infinitely better than me at this sort of thing. Because I had something to do last year, right? But I will try to throw it in there by making a bigger fool of myself. Yeah, watch myself, man. This is why I'm a theoretical physicist. Okay, from Amy's talk, the very first one, we'll just go down in order. What is a metamaterial? Well, right in front.
It's a material whose properties depend on its structure.
Keep on going.
As well as what is the actual compound, but the structure determines its properties as well.
Let me check with my panel of experts. Yes, indeed. Congratulations on you. Okay. And then from Bill's talk, this is actually a tough question, but I think it's good because eventually they'll have to give the right answer. Okay, what does, in Bill's talk, it was right at the beginning, and then he put it right at the end again, see who's awake. I only looked because I knew the question. What does the acronym CHAMPS mean? Come on, be brave. Are we no science students here today? Give it a shot. Come on. What would the first one be? Chiropractic? No.
Chocolate.
Do you want to give a little hint, Bill?
Sure. How about it starts out with choices? Choices in. That's close.
Someone over here.
There she is on the end there.
Oh, even better. Congratulations on that.
What is it?
Yeah, tell
it's choices in health, action, motivation, pedagogy, and skills. Exactly.
I liked it. It made sense, actually. It was kind of... Anyway. I'm not going to go into the little kids thing again. Oh, this is a good one from Tim's talk. First 2 questions, but I'll read the whole thing. Okay? Yeah.
No, they need to get low to get the t-shirt.
I mean, some hard markers here today. Take note. Okay, what is the genus of the tree known by East African Maasai pastoralists as...
Old Karenye.
And do the Maasai use this tree as a medicine or as a food? No, you raise your hand. Pardon me? But the first half of it, did you get the genus of where it's from?
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Food is right.
No, it's...
I should have checked.
It's not either or.
Okay. I will not try again.
It's medicine in food.
Medicine in food. I did get it.
Well, that's close enough.
Yeah. No, there's someone right here. Oh, yeah, we were talking the other day.
Isn't it for plaque production? So it's medicine?
It is medicine, but they use it, they put it in the food in order to consume it.
But the genus question, no one's answered that yet.
That was a toughie.
Okay, it was decided to be a toughie. I'm going to have to go give it to the person who got it first. That's the sort of bit of the challenging throw. That would be more challenging.
I'll just throw it up.
And here's a fun, scary thing from Beijing's talk, which you just mentioned in passing. What's the typical rate that a fault moves during an earthquake, way in back?
Is it the 300 to 500 years?
Well, I think Beijing meant if an earthquake were to occur outside there, and someone told us and we had to run for it, how fast is it coming? Is that is that right?
It's how fast the docks are moving against each other when earthquake happens.
Yes. What you said was right, but it wasn't. It wasn't the question. Yes, right in front.
Seconds.
What's that?
150 seconds.
Yes, you?
I was asking about the rates.
Oh, the rate.
Yeah.
You mean the speed,
just
right?
Just order of magnitude.
Like 1 meter per year? Yes, up here?
A maximum of 50 meters per 150 seconds?
Yeah. So that gives you 1 meter per second.
Are you taking notes? Wow, good for you. So you'll get this just for taking notes.
Okay.
Okay. No, just really, I really am bad at this. Oh, wow. I certainly don't call me for being a fool myself. I remind you that when we're over, we're just about over, the profs will jump the queue because they're very hungry, and they'll get a sandwich, and they'll be somewhere around the staircase, and I encourage you in the strongest terms, just go up and talk to them. They love talking about the research, and they love talking about other people's research and what opportunities are available for you guys, okay? And with that, there's one more t-shirt, and we're done for 6 months, Catherine. So, from Janine's talk, what element is being added to conventional steel alloys?
Magnesium.
No fair. Thank you all.